engage to see.
I was looking for a doc, but I think I'll find it. You see, the NDC's conversation on this subject is welcome, and I think that ordinarily we should engage to see that public institutions are being very prudent in terms of their utilization of whatever power we've given them and the resources that is available for them to spend on those ventures. But we who are in the space to engage the subject matter must also be circumspect. And on the particular issue, and I think you are letting us focus on the headquarters building alone. That's really what you're having us do. It's a subject matter that I think that the NDC must be very much aware, most particularly the former Deputy Minister for Finance.
Kizza Atuforsen.
Atuforsen, because he was a member of the board when the Bank of Ghana board, at the point when they were in government. And this conversation about building a new headquarters for the Bank of Ghana didn't start today. It's a conversation that started way back in the 90s, where the Bank of Ghana decided or had an idea to build a whole new place because where they were staying, where their current location has been caught up with development. So the discussion to build a new headquarters started way back. And I mention Mr. Atuforsen because he was part of the board that was looking for a parcel or parcel of land to buy for this particular purpose when he was there as a board member of Bank of Ghana. To the extent that there was a company or an individual that brought them or showed them a parcel of land near the Achimota Forest, and I'm singling out when he was part of the Bank of Ghana board. And the individual was offering that piece of land for 2.5 million per acre. Dr. Atuforsen was part of the board. So it has been an ongoing conversation, and they committed to buying that 20-acre land at $2.5 million an acre. And their commitment, they were committed, the board actually issued a directive for them to proceed and negotiation.
Did he actually buy them?
So it got to a point they had to pull out. And in pulling out, there was a settlement cost of $1.2 million paid to the individual.
But bottom line, they didn't go ahead with
it. But I'm telling you that it's a financial loss that is occasioned just by the interest. Now, even that is not my focus, right? My interest here is that the conversation to build that headquarters.
But from what
Hold on.
But from what I understand, the government then actually rejected the idea of buying the land at that time because of the cost involved. When it was first mooted.
Yeah, and that is not even the first time.
He was a government rep on it, he would have led the opposition to the purchase.
No, that's not even the subject matter. The idea is that the conversation of building that precedes this governor, and it started way back in the 90s. And I can go through a chronology of efforts. There have been about three different procurement processes to get a land.
But you are actually spending.
Hold on.
So that
is... Evans, you should understand this, that there is an understanding by the Bank of Ghana that predates those who are in office now, a commitment to build a new place.
But if that's true, then... I'm just putting it in context. NDC 2 also had their own economic challenges in 2013, 14, 15.
Right.
They could have built it.
That is not a material point. The material point is that...
But they chose not to.
Hold on. It's not as if they chose not to. They just haven't gotten the land where they want to build it. Right? So had the agreement, the board issued a directive that pursued this 20-acre land near the Achimota Forest, and they took step... Kinsella Tufosa was part of that board, and they took step to purchase it. Okay, and part of some due diligence which had happened in the previous procurement processes prevented it from going on. But in this exceptional case with Atuforsen on the board, there was a damage that he had to pay to the person who was offering the land to sell. About $1.2 million was lost to Ghanaians. Now, that is to paint a picture to say that they won the building of the Bank of Ghana. Was not something that started yesterday, in which case, 2021, in which case you would say that, why would they, out of the blue, start building Bank of Ghana headquarters?
The question is about if what you're saying is just a fact. That it didn't start now.
Mm.
It predated your government. It predated the NDC's last government. Why spend the money now? Why start to 2021 when, especially with that economic condition that we were facing at the time, why spend it now? Why don't postpone it till later?
But you made a point that in 2015, thereabout, the NDC was in the...